Hello, and welcome to this week at Charlestown Road, a branch of the Heaven Bound podcast. My name is Jason Harden. I'm here with Roger Schaus. And Roger, this is where we typically reflect on the weekend that was and dig a little deeper into a past sermon and look forward to the next weekend. But if you are hearing this podcast, you know on this Wednesday that life is anything but ordinary right now.
It's been a crazy week, and it seems like about every 12 hours, there's more news.
Sometimes I feel like it's every 12 minutes.
It seems that way. You know, the kids are out of school. A lot of people are working from home now. Restaurants are closing. There's a movie theater across the street from our church building. The parking lot's completely empty. And it just seems like life has just stopped.
And so what do you do when the world has been turned upside down? We are very blessed here at Charlestown Road to have not only a lot of talented people, a lot of hard workers, but a lot of very effective tools. Roger, I have been thinking over the course of the last couple of days how thankful I am for the very hard work of some of our deacons, even just in recent weeks and months. And here we are in the middle of this life, not the way that we're used to, but we've got a lot of really good tools that we can use.
And the wonderful thing about that is you're not on a deserted island by yourself. Through technology, and we're going to talk about a lot of them here, through our website, through videos, through these podcasts, not only can you feel a sense of being connected, but you also can be connected to the Lord. And we're trying to put tools into your hands to keep you growing and studying and not to use this as a time of deep despair and I'm falling apart, but that I'm still progressing with the Lord as God wants us to, and as we call this podcast, to be heaven bound.
This is an opportunity. Opportunities don't always come in the form that we think that they will. It's most certainly an inconvenience, but we are treating it as an opportunity, and we want to try and encourage you today to treat today, tomorrow, if the Lord wills, in the days ahead, as an opportunity. For our church family here, of course, you need to remember that there are no Bible classes this evening, Wednesday, March the 18th, here at the church building. Of course, we were unable to assemble this past Sunday, and our elders are planning on gathering together late on Wednesday and, of course, talking about the plan that is ahead. We will be in touch. Now is a very, very, very good time to make sure that your contact information is up to date in our messaging system. And so for members of our church family, if you need to make some sort of an update to that, if you would let me, Jason, know just as soon as possible. But even though we don't have our regularly scheduled Bible classes, we wanted to give you something to think about here in the middle of the week, and then toward the end of our episodes, talk about some further opportunities. In Acts chapter 4, if you've got a Bible and would like to open it with us, we're going to look at a couple of different examples from the book of Acts. First of all, Acts chapter 4. You remember this is very shortly after the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus. Peter and John are very boldly spreading the news in Acts chapter 4 that Jesus is both Lord and Christ. You can see in verse 13 that some of the very authorities who had crucified Jesus saw their boldness. They knew that these men were uneducated, they were common, but they knew that they had been with Jesus, and they threatened them. You imagine what it would be like to get a threat from the men who, with the help of the Roman government, had been able to get Jesus crucified. They threaten these men and release them. But I'd especially encourage you to notice what we're told in verse 23. When they were released, when Peter and John were released, they went to their friends and reported what the chief priests and the elders had said to them. And when they, the rest of the believers, heard it, they lifted their voices together to God and said, Sovereign Lord, who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them. This was a time of great adversity. It was a time of growing threats. But you see the disciples continuing to address God as sovereign, the Lord, the one on the throne, the one who had created all things, the one who was still worthy of being praised.
Another great example from Acts is in Acts chapter 12. And let me read the first five verses, and we'll kind of pull out some thoughts from there. It says, Now about that time, Herod the king laid hands on some of those who belonged to the church in order to mistreat them. He had James, the brother John, put to death with a sword. When he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. Now it was during the very days of the unleavened bread. When he had seized him, he put him in prison, delivering him to the four squads of soldiers to guard him, intending after the Passover to bring him out before the people. So Peter was kept in prison, but prayer for him was being made fervently by the church to God. Now, a couple thoughts there. We would think that this small kingdom that Jesus Christ began with those handful of apostles, now the word is going, it's growing, everything is looking great, but all of a sudden it seems like the wheels are coming off. One of the apostles, James, is killed. Peter is put in prison. It looks like Peter's going to be brought out, and he too is going to be executed. All of a sudden, everything that looks so grand and glorious has just come apart. Oftentimes in life, our plan A isn't what God wants. Oftentimes, God has other designs and other plans in mind. But I want to focus on verse 5. Peter was kept in prison, but prayer for him was being fervently made by the church to God. There are three simple thoughts we see there. Number one, prayer works. Right after this, Peter's released from prison. Was there a connection to their prayer? Probably so. Secondly, prayer goes where we can't. We've got loved ones right now in hospitals. We're not allowed to visit them. We've got some senior citizens in assisted living and nursing homes. We are not allowed to go there. But guess what can go in there? Prayer. We can pray to God, and God can do things that you and I cannot do. And then the third thing we see from this passage is that prayer always fits. There's never time, there's never a place when it's improper or inappropriate to pray. Prayer always works.
The sovereign Lord hears prayers today. I mean, here we are in southern Indiana. Some of our church family live on the other side of the river in Kentucky. Wherever it is that you're listening to this podcast today, how amazing that if you are locked away in your home, you can pray. You can pray for someone in some other location, and the God of heaven hears that prayer. He sees, he knows. That's an awesome reality that we need to anchor ourselves to here in the middle of this chaotic week. One other example from Acts, if you go back to Acts chapter 19, again, these are details that are very easy just to read over as we're looking to get maybe into some more substantial, meaty section of this history of the Acts of the early church. In Acts chapter 19, Paul travels to the great city of Ephesus. And Luke tells us in verse 8 that Paul entered the synagogue. We read over and over again in Acts when Paul would go to a new city, the first place he would go was a synagogue that was full of people who were familiar with what we call the Old Testament, the Jewish scriptures. For 3 months, he's able to visit that synagogue. He speaks boldly. He reasons. He persuades with them about the kingdom of God. But some of them become stubborn. They continue in their unbelief. And even more than that, they begin speaking evil of the way before the congregation. And so what do? When you've come to one of the great cities of the ancient world, for 3 months you've got an opportunity, and suddenly you hit a brick wall. Roger, both of us feel like this week we have hit a brick wall in a lot of ways. We are just, our preparation for this week is completely different than it always is. But Paul, in Acts chapter 19, he recognizes the obstacle, the opposition, and he adapts. Acts chapter 19, verse 9 tells us that he withdrew from them. He took the disciples with him, reasoning daily in the hall of Tyrannus, and this continued for 2 years. But you notice what happened. All the residents of Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks. There was a very real challenge. There was very substantial opposition, but here's a man who still believes the good news needs to be heard. The good news is the anchor of the life of the disciple of Jesus. And so he adapts, he refocuses his efforts, and great good comes as a result. We're doing the same thing. We're coming to you in one of a variety of different mediums. But who knows whether or not, if you're able to share this with someone digitally, whether or not they hear this, and this was exactly what they need to hear in order to come to know God better.
You know, there's another great example back in the early days of Joshua, first few pages of Joshua, as Israel was getting ready to go into the promised land. The statement is made that we have never been this way before. And we could say that. Historically, we've never seen a time when all the churches in the country have been unable to meet. Not just for one Sunday. It may go on for weeks and weeks. We don't know how long this is going to last or how bad it's going to be. And so we have never been this way before. But what God assured Joshua was that he had. God has been through wars. God's been through famines. God's been through depressions. God's been through all kinds of things. And so while it's new to us and we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, and we don't know what's the next day is going to bring, we know that God is already there, and God will be there, and God will take care of us. And that's some great thoughts for us.
Scripture is full of examples that teach us unexpected trials often open up opportunities that we never thought would ever be there. And so before this episode is done, we want to take a couple of moments to encourage you. Just like we are adapting and refocusing here with our efforts right now at the church building, hopefully that's able to continue with the two of us, we realize that you, listening at home, have some adapting, maybe some refocusing to do. Roger, what are some practical things that members of our church family and beyond could do to make the most of these opportunities?
You know, we have a situation where many of you may be working out of the house. Kids are out of school now. Gas has never been as cheap as it is, but there's no place to go. Everything is closed. And so here you are, and it can present a high level of stress. It can create all kinds of worry and anxiety. You can just turn the TV on and have the kids watch TV for 8 hours a day, but that's not the best use of time. This is a unique opportunity, and it may never happen again. And so we can use it not only to our benefit, but to the glory of God. And those are some things that we need to put some thought behind and put some plans behind it, and things change. Sunday evening, for instance, I stayed up half the night developing this real intense plan for us still to meet in groups of 50. The President of the United States gets on there and makes a speech, no more than 10 people. Killed that plan completely. And so we're adjusting as you have to at home. So some things to do. You know, we're in the beginning of spring. Great time to do just some practical spring cleaning in the house with the kids. But some spiritual things is really what we have in mind, and some things that will help them. Use the time to give the kids some memory verses and work on them. Have them color some pictures about some Bible lessons and put that on your refrigerator. do some Bible games, some Bible challenges. You know, for the little ones, it may just be saying the books of the Bible in order. For the older ones, it may be how many chapters are in each book of the Bible. Or where is this found in the Bible? And you kind of give a statement or a concept. Where would you find this idea in the Bible? And so while you're around the table, while you're with each other, use that opportunity to teach and to grow and to get closer to the Lord and to use that opportunity to make it profitable rather than we just can't wait till this is over and the kids are back in school and I'm back in work and we've lost something that could be very valuable to us.
If ever there was an opportunity for our children, even very young children, to see us pray, now is a great time to be praying. There is no excuse where we would not have time and opportunity to pray for the nations around the world, leaders of these nations, leaders of our own nation. Pray for healthcare workers who are consistently putting themselves on the line in potentially harm's way to help those in desperate need right now. Let's pray for doctors and nurses and people who are studying this virus. We would encourage you to continue to pray for the leaders of our own church family who are doing their best to adapt and refocus their efforts. I'd even encourage you to go so specific as pray for those of all ages who are working in grocery stores right now. We realize and we hope that in our nation, one of the very last things that would ever close are our grocery stores and pharmacies. Some of these people are working very, very, very long hours. And so as you go to the grocery store, lock eyes with one of those people who are working hard to restock meat, and it may be on the shelves for 30 seconds. But be kind to them. Ask them how they're doing, and even let them know that you are praying for them.
And in the earlier podcast we had last week, we talked about Jason's lesson on love. And in Paul's definition in 1 Corinthians 13, the very first definition is love is patient. And boy, we see it, or we don't see it these days. And so that reminds us that people are testy. Sometimes in crisis, you see the best of character and you see the worst of character. We've got to make sure we're on the best side, that we're kind, we're helpful, we're patient. There's a lot of older folks out there who need things. And to see if we can help them and to see if we can do what God would want us to do, to be his hands, his eyes, his feet, and to be connected to people, even just through the phone calls, to let them know, hey, I'm thinking about you, and can I go get you something? And to let them know that they have not been forgotten on this deserted island.
Let's be messengers of hope. Wherever we are, even within the walls of our own house, there certainly is a need to be informed, but let's not binge watch cable news all day, every day. There's not a tremendous amount of hope there. Let's be messengers of hope. Let's anchor ourselves in God's word. Let's read about it, sing about it, talk about it, pray about it, and make sure that our hope above all is set on things that are above.
The writer Dickens began one of his wonderful books with this line, these were the best of times and these were the worst of times. And I think if we keep plugging God in and we keep plugging with God, years from now, decades from now, we're going to talk about this. We'll be talking about that unique time in our life when it seems like everything was shut down. But we got through it, our faith wasn't shattered, and how to see that what God wants us to be. Those are some things to keep before us as we think about these things.
As we began this episode talking about, we're blessed with a number of digital resources, and we appreciate you listening to this episode of This Week at Charlestown Road, but we also want you to know that the church website, charlestownroad.org, we will continue to be posting a variety of resources to help you in the days ahead. One of the things that Roger and I have talked a lot about in recent days is doing everything we can to continue to help you stay in a spiritual rhythm. And so this is Wednesday, a day where most of us are in the habit of gathering at 7 o'clock p.m. here at the church building. We can't do that tonight. However, Roger, you are deep in your quarter-long study of Isaiah.
Yes, we are nearing the end. And so we're going to keep pace with that. We're going to continue our three chapters each Wednesday or Sunday. So we have already filmed and videotaped what would have been tonight's lesson if we were together. We have available to you via PDF that was sent out to all of us, the lessons, where you can print those and look at those, and you can watch the video. And it's not the same as being there, but right now it's as close as we can get to those things.
I am nearly done with my Wednesday evening class on grace. And again, we are both of us respectively going to record our own classes. I've got a video that will walk you through that lesson that we would have talked about tonight. The PDF has been made available to you, and we would encourage you to take the time, stay in that rhythm, watch those videos, build on previous weeks. Let's continue to draw closer to God. Roger, near the heart of both of us was making sure that we do everything we can to continue providing materials for the youngest hearts among us. And we may get more creative as weeks unfold. This is week one of we don't know how long, but we've also made available a short video and a variety of PDFs, worksheets, coloring sheets, activities and games that our parents can download, hopefully print at home, and use to engage your children. The thought right now is on Wednesdays, we just started with creation in Genesis. Lord willing, for this Sunday, we're going to be early in the life of Jesus. And so we're working hard here at the church building with these resources that we are so blessed with. We would encourage you to frequent the website, charlestownroad.org. Take a look at the resources available for children, for adults of all ages. Make the most of this on this Wednesday, where most of us are in the habit of gathering for Bible class, and look for more resources this coming Sunday morning. Roger, you're going to be doing a video of a different sort for
yes,
this Sunday.
Yes, we're going to still be preaching. It will be an empty building, but we hope we have a lesson that will be helpful to you. Psalms 23, we love that Psalms. And verse 4, he talks about going through the valley of the shadow of death. And so we're going to focus on that expression this coming Sunday. Hopefully we'll have a PDF form of our note cards that we fill in the blank. And so this will be filmed. This will be available on Sunday. So you and your family can gather together. You can print out the note card. You can look at the lesson. You can learn. You can grow. We'll have some songs available so you can sing as we think about worship. There'll be an opportunity to take the Lord's Supper. This will be, again, the first day of the week. It's not about the location. So since I can't come to the church building, I just get to skip church. No, 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 no. God doesn't want that. God deserves your best. And so we're going to do everything we can here to put all these tools in your hand so you can continue to worship and praise and honor God just as if we were all together. And someday, hopefully, we will be all together again.
How amazing and wonderful will that reunion be. Sometimes unexpected trials open up opportunities we never thought of before, and we are praying for you. We hope that this is such a time. May we be ready to serve when we get the opportunity, and may God be glorified in all of our efforts.
You know, we are, as Jason said, we are truly, truly blessed here, blessed with amazing shepherds. They are on this. They are thinking about how do we keep all connected. We're blessed with all these resources. We are talking right now within a studio we have within the church building. All these tools we'll have on our websites. There are a lot of folks you may know out there that are worshiping in smaller congregations that don't have these tools. And share these things with them. Take them to our website. Tell them, well, you can't do this where you're at, but you can come to where we're at in a sense of getting online and listening to these things and helping everyone everywhere to stay connected to Jesus. That is so important as we try to work together through these things.
Some opposition, but we're going to adapt. We're going to focus. We're going to do our best to continue to grow in our love for God and love for our neighbors. Roger, thanks for joining me today under these very strange circumstances. Thanks to you for listening. If you found it helpful and think someone else would, please share it on social media. And we will look forward to talking with you again, Lord willing, this Friday.